In a grove where fair nymphs dwell, young Strephon, the pride of the plain, his lovesick story did tell, how the nymph did his suit disdain. Ah, cruel, he dried away. Fond Cupid now torture no more. You see, I your laws obey, though I all in vain do adore. Ah, Phyllis is now unkind, and my love does requite with scorn. Ah, Phyllis, no more I find, thy cruel frowns must be borne. For the more I court you fly, and crueler still you do grow. And though poor Strephon should die, yet to him no kindness you'd show. Bear witness, you woods and springs, you rocks and you neighboring hills, and each pretty bird that sings, that Phyllis has eyes which will kill. When first I beheld her face, her charms did so powerful prove, that all my manhood gave place, and I was constrained for to love. Which has caused my grief and woe, and many a shower of tears, to think how my love did flow, and yet did get nothing but cares. For had I not proved so kind, and flattered her still with such praise, I far more favor might find, and Venus had crowned me with bays. Then shepherds, a warning take, beware how you flatter the proud, least that their conceits do make them vanish your hopes to a cloud. For women of their own motion can boast and swell with ambition, and think that our devotion for them is not half sufficient. For if we praise their features and say that they're virtuous and fair, excelling mortal creatures and beauteous beyond all compare, then they will look with disdain and think us unworthy to view, nor pity though we complain, though all that we said was untrue.